is our P and C word joke past?
No, it doesn't reset.
Per session. Fuck. Okay.
Fuck. Wait, Perry, I'm going to be honest, have not been keeping track.
As
wait,
the real DM, Kayla has announced that it does reset.
I like how Jared is making
as the emissary of the real DM.
I'm stuck in there.
So here's what I'll say. I haven't made a single.
If you could hear my voice, clap once.
Great, thank you.
So,
everyone, Kayla has an announcement.
You? And then I'm gonna kill you.
I was not part of that.
You said you told me that you had an announcement.
So.
Jared, I have an
announcement.
Okay. Jared's my assistant. My hands off. No.
I don't have two patrons at once. I don't double dip.
You're trying to steal my assistant? No, I just wanted to share the moment with Jared.
Oh, okay.
So, last time we saw our postal workers, they had made their way up the mountain. And, you know, dodged.
Right. You know,
broken rope
bridges. Up the mountain, all right, sorry.
Were originally made for post service workers?
I did not.
That's why they're really good for people who work on their feet all day.
Cool. They had dodged a rope bridge and old pale scales himself and made their way up to why else would the fucking dragon be the size of a mountain?
That was
not why I was
reacting. We're also like all super sneaky right now still. What? We did it?
We did pale scales?
You survived, you saw old pale scales.
Well, I've seen a lot of pale scales in my life.
Anyway,
they were never dragons.
Get it? Get that joke?
Maybe it's like someone's butt. Hey, here's a fun fact. I don't either. I just said it and let you guys figure out what it means.
Here's a fun fact.
Okay, Perry's gonna die.
That's the goal.
You pissed. Shut up. That's what Perry's gonna say.
Okay,
you're pissed. Yeah.
If we don't be quiet, Perry's gonna put a self insert in.
So wait, what was the self-insert from the very first one?
I assume that's what this is.
Wait, I'm sorry. Harry, what was the name of your first self-insert? You made potfuls of ranch, if I remember.
It was soup!
Cyber.
No comment. Anyways.
We have not started yet.
You part the veil of sleep, whirling around the workshop as if it were the world's angriest piece of armor, and finally behold your destination. The compound is a mess of buildings stacked on top of one another, and in some cases into one another, growing organically as more space becomes needed. The frosted roofs have peppermint shingles, and the sturdy, if haphazard, walls of the structures are deep caramel brown gingerbread sheets, fused together by glistening frosting on every seam. Every window is a magnificent tableau of holiday scenes cast out of stained sugar glass. An impenetrable gumdrop wall wraps around the compound, right up to the edges of the peak.
Gumdrop wall.
That's your one!
You're out of here!
Wait, I thought we got two cum jokes!
You're right, three.
Wait, I'm sorry, two piss jokes, one cum.
You get as many cum jokes as you can fit in before Perry physically assaults you.
Thank you for the clarification! The true DM has clarified.
Okay, back. I really. We're not.
You get as many jokes as you can fit in.
I didn't say the word.
You like
say the word.
You like fit. You like fitness jokes.
He was gonna say
fitness
cyber.
Cum joke.
That's you already put it in one. You bastard.
It's a fitness joke.
I hate. An impenetrable gumdrop wall wraps around the
impenetrable gumdrop wall.
Yeah, I
bet that's the same joke.
People still laugh. Just fuck up, Max.
Genuinely.
No, I'm saying it doesn't count against the limit.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
All 12. We're all 12. We are all really.
Guys,
just
this
12.
Is the cold
open. I would say it's a pretty hot open at this point. Yeah. I mean, all this cum talk.
Guys, this is going to be 9 episodes.
It's all just cum jokes.
An impenetrable gumdrop wall.
Stop
fucking
hell, guys.
Stop talking about it.
Start in a different line, please.
Skip the
wall. We might need to edit this out.
Wrapped around the compound, right up to the edges of the
pit. Come back. God damn it. I hate you.
We burned three, and it hasn't even been.
I was about.
Yeah, I'm fucking crying.
I was about to make a joke that you're ruining the foreplay of the show, but in my brain it came out as the foreskin of the show. And let me tell you, my brain has been just running with them.
Some really good foreplay. They're already coming.
That's your one.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I refuse to acknowledge it. No.
Wraps around the compound, right? Topped by barbed liquor.
Holy shit, guys. Are you fucking kidding me?
They couldn't help me look at them. It just came out.
Kidding me?
We have to keep this entire intro, and it's going to be a nightmare for people to listen to.
The front gates. The front gates are held up by titanic candy canes, looking inwards towards each other and meeting in the middle. For a sign pronouncing this, Chris Mist's magical toy shop in swirling font. And beneath that, a much smaller 2709 swings in the winter winds. Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome, finally, into the roleplay.
You're going to get murdered. I have mine's right there.
I have a list.
Hey,
is it a door or just like a gateway?
It is two like wrought iron gates manned by a pair of gnomes.
I'm gonna walk up to the gnomes and be like,
people.
You know me. What's up? I'm here to see Chris. You know, this is not my voice. Hello. You know me.
Huh?
I've been here. You remember 25 years ago when I was here a lot in 1 year?
I just transferred. Last week, so this is my first week.
Okay, I'm gonna take my phone and just start texting you. My fantasy phone.
Texting who?
Chris! Chris!
You do not have Chris's phone number.
I do, because we hooked up habitually 25 years ago. You're telling me you don't have people's phone number?
Okay, here.
Hello.
You send these texts, and it goes, and you immediately get a the number you have tried to reach is out of service. Please try again.
That's all I had. I walk up to the.
I was also expecting a hoop disc.
Hello.
What the fuck?
What is that, eh?
Around your accent!
Oh no! The condensation!
How are you, my fellow brethren of gnomes?
Are you here for the meeting?
Yar.
Unless it's good stuff. They didn't let us two go.
Dingle, can you pretend we're
like here? Why do we need to lie?
First of all, my name is Drimble.
Doesn't that mean penis?
Listen, me and Nut got stuck on guard duty over here.
We want to go to big meat.
You're what?
I get it.
You're what? You're pissed? Is that what you were going to say, Perry?
That's what I did say.
You're about to get kicked out.
I'd like to see them try.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was so excited about.
Who's holding the fucking bag of letters?
Great question.
The bag of lettuce.
It can be Chief Montana.
Okay, Montana has it. He walks forward. He's like, "We got these letters that we're delivering for the."
I think this is the first time I've heard you talk, and it's wild.
Oh, no.
They're for him though.
Well, right. He's
And they sort of pull in aside, fully in front of all of you. View.
He tells what to do if any folk try to come up.
Hey, fellas.
What? We're in the middle of something here. We will get back to you.
I'd like to take my shovel and just start trying to dig under the walls.
Oh my god.
Okay, go ahead. You start doing that.
I don't know, Figgy. They didn't tell us what to do.
His name is Figgy.
Figgy and Nut, I believe.
I have a pickaxe if you want to help.
And they turn back to you, and Figgy, the one who had been talking to you, dribbles it.
About 6 feet down at this point.
We'll take it here and get it into Chris.
Okay.
You're gonna get it. I was going into the meeting anyway, so I can just bring it to him.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
I hit a rock.
Wait, what?
They mean all of us.
I was talking.
You're kind of the problem. You're the reason we're having this meeting, actually. Tall mister. It's sort of a gnomes only joint in here.
I don't know how I feel about that, actually.
But we can. I do have some of these candy cane cigarettes, if you would like.
And Nut kind of opens up their jacket, and there's like a row of candy canes in there.
Hey, let me bum one off.
And Nut does hand you a candy cane and pulls out a lighter and goes to light it for you.
And yes.
Yeah, you're smoking this candy cane.
Can I vibe check these guys?
Inside check, please.
How far am I into doing this whole...
About a foot.
Is there some place that I can go and hide for 30 seconds?
Make a perception check. They are genuinely, honestly, the biggest vibe you get is they're, like, bored and upset that they were left out of this meeting. Angry that they are stuck here on guard duty. They didn't want to be there.
Gentlemen.
You're digging.
I stopped.
We're doing this first.
Gentlemen. By all means, we are simple travelers trying to get these letters. You really are going to stop us on our quest?
Yes! We're trying to kill Soulsmith! Oh, shit! Oh. Oops!
Okay. We will get through some. You roll a perception check.
10.
10. You see, you know what? The pile that 420-69 had just dug is good enough for you to go hide in.
Okay.
You're just getting...
I'm not hiding. I'm just going back there, and I am going to come out as a cow.
What? I don't need any more explanation.
And
don't
you guys hear... as hooves squish through the snow. And a...
Absolutely.
I'm getting on this fucking cow.
What's up?
Actually, we'll be
to my ex-wife. Okay. Am I right, fellas?
Was that a reference to I'm getting on the cow?
That's so cruel.
Okay, you are on. Okay, 420, you are on the cow. What are you doing?
Just divorced a lot, I guess.
If you to go to the meeting, we could watch the door for you. I am very trustworthy.
Persuasion check.
And very good.
Persuasion check with disadvantage because why the fuck you want a cow?
I want a liquid.
It's my steed! Fuck, I dropped it.
Doing so well.
Deception.
I'm so sad. I got an 18.
So you are. Well, here's how we split this up. You guys are talking to Figgy. You're talking to Nut. You're still trying to talk to both of them. It's
Nut.
I'm gonna summon my gun to my hand. Okay. If y'all want to let us in here, I'm gonna shoot both of you right
now. Whoa!
Fuck out, y'all bitches!
I will kill both of you in cold blood.
Listen, Nutcracker is a simple man.
Nutcracker's about to get his nut fucking cracked if you don't open the damn door. I swear to God, there will be blood unlike anything you have ever found.
Go in! Jesus Christ, man! Whoa,
shit!
Never mind.
We don't fucking get paid enough for this.
Thank you. Neither do we. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Good job, Juan. That's cool stuff.
You're fucking God.
They let you through. They're both just like,
Christ,
this guy.
I don't know
how
he's to hold on to on a cow, so I'm
kind of
just like walking.
He's got horns?
Oh, cows have horns.
Oh, they do.
Wait, like, a bull has horns, but cows are... It's just
it depends
all
on the breed.
Perry?
It depends on the breed.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's just
right,
all
yeah.
in the
thighs. I don't know enough about cow law.
I'm just clenching around this.
Get a load of this fucking guy.
Probably a secondary sexual trait. I feel like that's unnecessary.
You guys.
Listen,
all
we're getting into deep cow lore tonight, and I feel like we could use some.
I'm gonna lick Nut.
What?
It's like a big old cow lick.
It tastes of peppermint and gingerbread.
Oh, I love that.
I think it would fit his head in your mouth.
Probably.
You guys all walk into the workshop, and it is quiet. It is weeks to Soulsmith. You would expect Santa's workshop to be a bustle. With elves working at their craft.
What?
Oh, elves.
He's gonna kill you.
What?
Jesus Christ. What, Audrey?
I would like to start on my fantasy phone, blaring the song that Chris and I would fantasy hook up to.
Is it Mariah Carey?
You'll never know.
You are well. He will know because I do need you to tell me what song it is.
It's "Careless Whisper" by George Michael. Of course, but with a heavy overlay of jingles, it's a custom. We made it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. He's jingled his bells.
He's doing all the vocals, and I'm jingling the bells in the background. I absolutely jingled his bells. Thank you, Kayla. Yes.
You are on the back of this cow, and it's just.
What was the point of a cow? I'm a cowboy.
Save a horse, yes. Ride a
cow. Yes. Because I'm proud of these pun names, the guards were Nutcracker and Figrindel Figgy Pudding.
This is very good.
His last name was
Pudding. P-U-T-T-I-N-G.
Their last names were Pudding and Cracker.
His last name was Cracker.
Yes, Kayla, what's up?
As we walk through the doors, I kind of like slip them some money or something. I feel bad for my fellow gnomes.
Yeah. You for this. You flip them each a coin. Solidarity. And they grab it and you're like,
thank you.
I give them a paper from the union.
Did you just make these? Okay. In the back, you were scribbling
on the flyer.
Now, time out.
This is important. Do you give them a union paper?
Oh, God.
And is the union real? Is my question.
It's the postman's union paper.
Yes, yeah.
It is the postman's.
Okay.
They don't even have dental.
What's a union? Hey, Max. This is part two. They don't even have dental.
Wow.
Oh,
shit.
I think.
Wait, I'm sorry.
You get a point of inspiration.
Yeah, I was going to say, Montana gets
Chris
inspiration.
Chris can't even give them dental? I'm kind of with them at this point.
What?
Chris only gives them oral.
I'm just going to leave.
I don't. That's why I asked you. What is it? What is it?
just read the paper. I don't want to talk.
Out of your sucking nut, silly.
I don't like to read. I'll do this later.
Congratulations. You missed the important plot point.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. They don't like to read.
The workshop is abandoned. Save for the doors to the factory are aglow. And there seems to be a lot of life inside. What's up?
While playing... Oh, wait, no. He has a different phone now, so I can't find my iPhone. Never mind. My fantasy iPhone.
Is it called Careless Jingles?
That's a good one.
Actually, the number is unsaved. 420-G9 just remembers what his number is, and is saved in his phone as a number, but no name associated with
Isn't
the number.
This someone you
as
Carol 20 years ago.
Okay.
Also
yes.
Good.
Right.
Wow, we got a couple of them tonight. So yeah.
I said Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper.
So again, a lively workshop, abuzz with activity.
So it's not busy though.
Bees.
The rest of the
bees.
There's
vibes
that
bee?
There's bees.
Oh.
There's
beast
man.
In here.
I know all about those.
I heard
them.
Cows are really allergic to bees.
Yes.
Bees nuts.
There's a musical. You're not
at home. Coming from the people at both role playing and Into the Grid, we are sorry, but also
I am not. I can guarantee it.
So
enjoy it.
Most of this facility, because there's a lot of words you guys have made me not be able to say anymore.
Compound.
Facility.
No!
We got it!
Okay, we're putting this a different way. The only place you see any signs of activity is the factory.
Activity.
Fact titty.
Max!
Max is, like,
you're supposed to be my, like, tried and true, my rock, okay?
See, I think it's because you made it a challenge.
Yeah, you really did.
When?
Because you limited the words. I don't think any of this would have happened.
To be fair, Titty wasn't in there. You can make as many Titty jokes as you want.
Anyways, what are you guys doing? I'm going towards the door. Okay. You get closer and closer, and you begin to hear, like, the roar of a crowd inside. And you walk up to the doors, and they're cracked, so you sort of slip ahead inside unnoticed. And you see a throng of gnomes in this workshop. None of the machines are running, and at their head is someone who appears to be a leader, as well as a figure you recognize as Chris Mist, bound in chains.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit!
Are they all about to fuck him?
What?
I mean,
what?
This is how we did it, so...
And...
Maybe it's a weird group sex thing. Maybe.
The head gnome says...
Maybe. It's a weird group
friends! Thing. Neighbors! Country gnomes! We have been under the thumb of the Soulsborne for far too long now.
Listen, he stands with his gnomes, okay?
Make
you don't know
a...
what they're standing for.
It's been very clear in the story that they are anti-soulsmiths. I'm so sorry. What? It's in the plot.
You're gnomies.
I'm trying to decide.
Fuck, what?
I need to point out that it's really bad that Kayla is remembering something that you don't.
It's not remembering. They just said it.
They just said it.
So I was a little busy riding a cow and playing my home cover of Careless Whisper.
But if you're an anti-socialist, you're a socialist.
Yes.
I love that.
And the leader says, yes, please say cheers for the end.
Sorry.
We have been under the thumb of the Soulsborne for too long, but I have traveled far and wide and finally found the roots of the Bar-Humbuggenstrub, from which I have made a poison, the effects of which will be devastating and in a few minutes, permanent to any Soulsborne. Now, we are going to test it on Chris.
Why?
And then,
I'm going to take out my gun and fucking shoot it out of this
Jesus.
Roll an attack.
What the hell?
What is the range of your gun?
Short range 90, long range 300.
You are in long range, so roll with disadvantage.
I need a shot with the alcohol.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Like, listen, I'm all for no Soulsmiths. That's fine. I'm all for unionizing. I'm all for communism, socialism, whatever. I'm not for just, like, poisoning this dude just
to
because.
Be for communism.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Okay, liberal, that's praxis.
I rolled a nat one.
Your gun explodes in your hand. You have no gun.
Oh.
Damn.
I'm but a
cow.
And as this shot,
the cow shrugs.
Great, I'm gonna pull out a Molotov cocktail that I canonically have.
Next round.
If you use that, you're not gonna have it in the campaign.
That's what you think. You're gonna forget about it before we get back to it.
Remind me.
I'm on it. As someone who was beholden to several sticks of dynamite for a long time, I will remind you about the Molotov cocktail.
Thank you.
Cheers.
I'll drink to that.
It's just alcohol. All
right,
just alcohol.
Right, like you can make another one.
Anyways,
you hear just a as your gun explodes. And Ginger says,
we're under attack! Run for the teleporters!
Oh.
And the throng of gnomes.
That's fine. I was just trying not to get my fuck buddy.
And as they do, Ginger steps over and flips a switch on the factory equipment. And it springs to life. Six legs bursting forth from either side.
Oh, shit.
The conveyor belt, a swirling tail, as the front of it opens up, gnashing mechanical jaws. I would like all of you to roll
initiative. Oh, shit.
Yes!
Can I have an opportunity attack since a gun exploded on my back?
Against who?
I just want to knock
Yeah, she's just off of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're gonna knock me up. Anyone have the mending cantrip?
Yeah, the cow.
No.
I also have
mending. It'd be great if I could have a gun again.
All right. Just getting ready. So, for initiative, 20 to 25.
23.
Far too weak. 15 to 19.
16.
19, 16. Sorry, I turned the roll. Yep.
That's what you get for not having real dice.
Oh, yeah, that works too.
Jeez, Jeremy, come on. Who's Jeremy?
Me. Oh, sweet.
Jared.
17. Okay.
I really thought you were just going with I have stupid.
Oh, 14.
And I'm like, bitch.
5 to 9.
12.
Oh shit, like 11.
Is that Garfield? 6.
Thank you.
Fantasy Garfield.
No, that would be the Adventure Zone.
Trimple. Warren.
Why is it called an oven when you.
Oh, ouch!
No! No! I think it's because you come in.
Everyone just took psychic damage.
Please, I can't take more damage.
Like, I'm on the verge of
so,
death.
So, this monster has sprung to life in front of you. 420, with an exploded gun still smoking in your hands, you get the first move.
I'm gonna go ahead and cast Ensnaring Strike.
Okay.
Well, okay, bonus, let me phrase this. Sorry, I have to pull up my spell.
Can't wait for me a minute. How to do an attack.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have to pull up my spells. I have them in an app, but my app is for my other ranger, not this one, so I don't have it.
Okay,
I will,
Dorian,
no, deck. I'm going. I'm gonna use my, I know, this is rule 3, I'm sorry. I didn't expect to roll this high. I've been rolling really bad this whole time.
Anyways.
Bonus action, ensnaring strike at this motherfucker.
Okay.
Action. Throwing a Molotov cocktail at him.
What does ensnaring strike do?
The next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before this spell ends, a writhing mass of thorny vines appears at the point of impact. The target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines until the spell ends.
Okay, make a strength check.
A large or larger creature has advantage on the saving throw.
It is huge.
Well, then it has advantage.
Okay, first off, you have disadvantage on this strength check to throw the Molotov cocktail.
Why?
Because it's like 60 feet away from you. Well, anyway.
I'm upset. Okay.
What did I just hear?
I rolled really well, so I'm get ready. On that one. That's cool. That's two
go
of my dice.
Go ahead and roll
damage
for that Molotov cocktail.
When all your
weapons
explode.
Time for some hamburgers.
I, fun fact, don't have any actual stats for this Molotov cocktail.
D12.
Whoa!
That's, wow, okay.
It's a bomb!
It's
no,
fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, Molotov cocktails don't do that.
Well, I rolled a 12.
You take 12 fire damage.
Ouch.
And what was it, a strength check for ensnaring strike?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and make that for me too, cowboy?
Well, no. To be fair, I guess it is next time I hit a target. Excuse me.
You hit yourself as a target.
Do I actually have to
roll? Great.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I forgot you knocked her off. So
right.
No.
Okay.
I rolled a 4.
You are ensnared.
Cool.
That brings
that's
us.
That's fine. I got long range weapons as long as someone can fix my
Dorian.
Gun.
Can Dorian use Thunder Ray? Yes. You would, yeah, I think you'll have to run up a little bit closer, but yes.
Run.
Yeah, so Dorian rushes up to, what is it, 15 feet?
Yes.
Within 15 feet of the factory beast.
Okay,
which
here's one.
Sounds constipated. It's not a good
one. Oh, not constipated.
What is this, an IBS monster?
wait, pair. 13.
Oh, I have to roll a save.
Yes.
8?
8? That does not.
Okay.
That does not.
It suffers 13 thunder damage as pieces of it creak and groan at the joints. Oh, what is up, Audrey?
Ensnaring strike is concentration, so I'm just going to drop it.
Oh, okay. I mean, you could have just dropped it anyway, but it did get you, and it was humiliating. It did get you. Everyone
like,
did
shit,
see it.
Fuck.
That brings us to Pesto. Melvin, you're on deck.
Okay. Where are the gnomes?
The gnomes have fled out the back of the workshop.
How far away did they get?
30 feet. So that they are, you know, filing through. There was a lot of them.
What do you teach?
Okay.
I can tell.
Yeah, Pesto is going to...
We're all getting insulted on this.
Run and chase the gnomes.
Okay.
And I'm going to... Will this provoke an opportunity attack? If I go that way.
I will say there is enough room that you can get past it without...
Okay, I'm going to move and dash. I guess 60 feet.
Okay. You make it like two-thirds across the workshop.
Cool.
So you're about 30 feet away from all the people. That brings us to Melvin. Huge, you're on deck.
Okay, so I would do mending, but it takes like a minute to do. So I can't fix your gun right now. But so what I'm going to do instead is that I'm going to run so that... Can I get within 30 feet of the monster?
Yes.
I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to take one of my custom Melvin Mars branded moonshines. This one is specifically called Mama Mars. I'm going to shake it up, and I'm going to line it up like a champagne bottle and pop the cork as I cast Tasha's Caustic Brew.
Goodness. Okay. Oh, what do I have to do?
That is a dexterity save from the monster.
12.
That will just barely fail. DC 13.
Damn.
All right. That is 2 for acid damage. So I'm going to roll that nice right now. And it also takes that at the start of each of its turns.
Wow.
So actually, I don't do that right now. It's going to be at the start of each of its turns.
Okay,
so
but it is, this acid has sort of coated a large part of it. And, you know, you can see it beginning to corrode.
Yes.
Huge, you're up. Dribble, you're on deck.
Forgot a little classic. Shoot with my crossbow.
There it is.
Yeah.
You still have them here.
I do.
Entirely separate character from Big McGarge, huge too.
Yeah. He has different facial hair.
It's like the reverse. He doesn't shit himself this time. He's got Guy Fieri facial hair.
Yeah.
Big has IBS.
Well, Big has IBS.
Oh, nat 20.
Holy shit, yeah, you fucking hit him with the crossbow, so that's double damage.
Hell yeah.
Twice the dice plus your modifier.
Twice the dice.
Oh, wait, I should put my hat for combat.
Twice the dice, twice the mice.
That's backwards.
No, the bow. Oh shit! I put the bow
wrong. Plus my modifier.
Yep.
No, I.
Which one is that?
It should say on there. Max,
oh, it's just the plus. It's the plus 3 piercing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I got 7.
Okay. So your bolt shoots right into its throat, and you hear a ting, 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 ting as it sort of bounces down, doing a lot of. Extra damage.
I look at Dory and I was like, was that a good sound? Or,
Oh, shit. Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, I was asking because your last name is Dangerous, and I figured you'd know about sounds like that.
Dribble, you're up.
Okay, I will first do an attack with my, like, butterfly blade.
Okay.
You
run up to it.
Oh, well, yes, I do have to be getting into
it. You do get amongst it.
A monk?
Amongst it.
Oh no. That is an 8.
You miss. You get amongst it and then cannot, hit.
Well, I'll do a bonus action of.
Flurry of blows?
Yeah. Yes.
Burn a key point?
Yes, I will.
Kind of sounded like it.
Motherfucker!
What did you get?
This. 6.
You miss again. Drimble just fucking...
That's tough. Well, but I get another one. I get another one.
You have 2 attacks already?
Well, Flurry of Blows gives me 2.
Oh,
bones.
Okay.
Love monks, guys.
They're very good at this level.
23!
Hits!
It's only 1d4 of damage.
Ooh,
worth it!
Plus a dex.
Plus dex? Yeah, but, you know.
But, you know.
But, like, what's the fucking point?
You're taking a long time to roll that d4 over there.
I had to find it.
It's a 2,
4 damage.
Okay. Yeah, you you swing just as its arm moves, and then you swing again as its leg moves, and then you finally stab just right up and get it.
Even with a different character. Unhelpful completely.
You're up one.
Alright, Warren is going to... Can I find somewhere way out of the way that I can hide behind after I shoot?
Yes. There is, like, another conveyor belt on the other side.
Okay.
That is not animated.
Yeah, I want to take cover after I shoot.
Okay, you'll get half cover over there.
Perfect. Then
I don't know what that means, but I know those are words.
I think it's plus two AC.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Perks of running a Western campaign. Yeah, Eldritch Blast. Let's do it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Pew. That's an 18.
Hits.
Alrighty. Let's actually get the right dice out.
Max, you're up. On deck.
Oh, that's horrible. 7 points of force damage, and I'm gonna duck down.
Okay. Yeah, you sort of, you know, finger gun it. I mean, how else would
Well,
you?
he has like a gun he summons into his hand.
I fucking love that.
Hell yeah.
Exquisite. Ooh. You summon your gun.
Smack weapon, yeah.
As
Hell
it
yeah.
just hits it right in the eye
Very
with
nice.
Its Eldritch Blast.
Very nice.
Brings us to Chief Montana.
Real quick, does it look good or does it look bad?
Good.
It looks good? Okay.
Ugly.
In that case, I'm going to cast Bless on whoever's first in initiative order.
Okay, that would be 420.
Thank
okay.
you. I really
you get like
I
like
really need
four.
It if I'm being
oh.
honest.
Any number of creatures within the range that are not already okay, yeah.
Can you put it on my cane?
Any number of creatures?
Let me double check. Let me double
I
check.
Think
this
I
is
think
like an old character
it,
sheet.
At least 420 gets
three characters.
Is it three? Okay. First three in the initiative order.
Okay, so 420, Dorian, and Pesto, you have Blessed.
I'm sorry, what was
that? You are Blessed, so
no,
you have
it's like a
420-9.
They had like a d4 to an attack.
You can't forget the 69.
Yes, you add d4 to attack rolls and saving throws. Okay.
Yep.
That brings us to the Beast. And it sort of turns.
The Beast.
Yes. You
That's
can
it.
Roll him.
That is, 4 and 1. That's 5 points of acid damage.
Okay. It suffers the damage. And...
Can't take that liquor.
The beast turns, and let's see. Who didn't move?
I didn't.
420, huge.
Like,
Dorian
move
moved?
Physically?
Yes, you moved closer. You didn't move. You didn't move.
Oh, was I already within 30?
Oh, you did move. Sorry. So,
okay.
Chief Montana, huge, and 420. I need you all to make dexterity saving throws, please. As this thing opens up its massive jaws.
Oh my god. Oh, wait. I can do 4. Fuck. It threw off the table, though.
And you see a barrage of perfectly wrapped Solstice gifts.
Oh, no.
Just burst out of the mouth of this thing.
No.
Okay.
Huge, what did you get?
I got a 20.
Okay.
I got a 10.
Okay.
What did I say?
I got a
20. Boys are
okay. Were either of those nat 20s?
No.
Okay. So you two take 7 bludgeoning damage. Chief Montana, you take 15 as its gift breath slams into all of you.
Gift breath.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Thank you. That brings us back to the top of the order.
I'm down.
Ooh. Well, if you're down, please roll me a death saving throw.
Why is your smile so loud?
Here's the question.
Uh-huh.
Does Bless apply to death saving throws? Because it says
nope.
It applies to saving throws,
nope.
And it's a death
nope.
saving throw.
You know what? Fuck it. It's a one shot. I'll
it's
generous.
A death saving throw. 17.
One success. On to Dorian.
What does Bless do?
A million
you
times.
Are able to roll one d add 1d4 to attack rolls.
Slack. Okay. Throw my double daggers at it.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, let me just.
Nat 20.
Ooh!
That's spicy.
Double the dice plus your modifier.
Oh, okay. Two. The other two. Oh, wait, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your daggers just they sort of and they find both of its eyes and just sink into them, But unfortunately, as those ones are filled with daggers, you see several more open up in a line down the long line. Pesto.
Are you a cow still?
Yeah, I'm still a cow.
Okay.
Yes, wild shape lasts an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
you can turn it off if you want.
I could, but I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm still running with the gnomes.
Yeah, okay. You follow them down the hallway, and you see them. They've entered into another room, which you can get to the door of, but not quite into. And this room has a teleportation circle in the middle of it. And you just see them several at a time going through this teleportation.
What are they doing to me? Like, what are they? Are
nothing.
They
they're just going.
Okay. Never mind on that blast. Concentration is not good.
Okay.
It's a natty one.
That, I mean, it will stand for anyone who did roll it, but otherwise, plus is in it.
Yeah.
Melvin, your turn.
Okay, Melvin's turn. Can Melvin get to 420-G9?
Yes.
Melvin is going to do that and then cast Cure Wounds as his action.
Yep.
So that is going to be a D8 plus 3. You get 6 HP. And then Melvin forgot to do this last turn, but Melvin is going to do this turn. Melvin is going to command Geronimo, his clockwork gliding cax, homunculus servant, to perform a concussive meow, which is the force strike from the homunculus stat block.
Absolutely.
I renamed it, but
I love it.
Geronimo goes right after me, so should I just do that now?
Yes, please.
Okay, so that is an attack roll with my spell mod.
Real quick, roll Cure Wounds first.
I already did that. It was 6.
Okay. You're back up and awake.
Yeah. Geronimo rolled a 16 to hit.
Hits.
Fantastic. It's not very high. It's just, that is a 4 plus 2, so 6 points of force damage.
And Geronimo goes up and just... And there's like a thunk as a part of the metal does like dent in a little bit from the force of the blast.
What's your after Geronimo? You're such a good boy.
Huge.
Oh, hi. So I'm going to cast... Prayer of Healing.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, we're gonna let it go.
Really? That takes like a minute or an hour.
You guys are looking rough.
Okay. It takes like 10 minutes.
Oh, it does take 10 minutes. Okay.
It's a one shot.
No. Well, I could just do.
Sometimes you just.
I have other ones. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Dribble, you're on deck.
Oh, I use spells.
So it's gonna be.
I guess I'll just do your wounds.
Okay. On who?
I could use it if you're looking for a person.
Yeah, you were going to be the person.
I could also use it.
He said first.
Pretty fair, y'all.
Yeah.
Coming first isn't always the best.
I'm gonna touch him on the top. I'm going to touch Chief Montana on the top of his head.
Okay. Cure his wounds.
Yes. Okay, so settle that between the two of you. Dribble.
I'm going to knife it again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see if I find it different. Nah.
Warren, you're on deck.
12?
Does not hit. Are you doing anything else?
Well, I get a bonus action of an unarmed strike.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you should try and fucking kick it.
It's a nat one.
I critted. You break your foot.
You kick it successfully, but right in the conveyor belt. Your foot gets lodged.
Oh, no.
You are pulled upside down.
Shit.
And begin to be pulled towards the innards of this creature.
Damn. I'm sorry. I roll a nat 1, and my only form of attacking is busted. You roll a nat 1, and you're a little stuck until the next round.
What? Stomach, dude. Nobody I'm pulling a mask.
I was going to say, you're pulling an Ansel.
That's
what happens to little guys.
Little dudes, bro.
Warren, it's your turn.
Okay, do I see that happen?
Yes.
It's an eye of like dead eye kind of thing.
I'm being honest.
Part of the conveyor belt that's pulling because it's force damage. Right?
I will give you. You can do it. You will be at disadvantage. Is how we're gonna kind of balance that because it's a very precise shot. You know what? Well, I'll give you a choice. It's either a disadvantage or plus 5 AC.
I will. At this level, it's really
it's tough.
Or.
Yeah.
You
are like 100 feet away trying to make this shot.
My range is 300.
Right, but it's like You still have like regular
right
eyes.
Right, that is fair.
Oh my god. Okay. Okay, we're doing disadvantage. This could be
right.
Rough. Oh, the duality of man. That's 14 to hit total.
You line up the shot, you have it perfectly, and you just...
Ugh.
The Eldritch Blast flies through, swirling and twirling, and at the last minute, it groans, and it just barely slips past, oh, missing.
Tragedy that was I rolled a nat 20.
You missed it by one. Chief Montana, your turn.
Okay. How far away is the boy?
30 feet. Does it need to be closer?
I have 25 movement.
It's 25 feet.
Okay.
Suddenly, it just jumped closer. It's crazy.
All right, we're moving in. We're going to hit it with the Warhammer.
Hell yeah. We don't have a battle mat. We're just fucking around. Like,
It's a dirty 20.
Right?
Well, you could lie to the listeners and be like, we do have a battle mat.
We have an extensive set complete with minis.
It's a 3D model, handmade, hand-painted, the most realistic.
We all have really realistic
minis. Softcore, I have
except
for
the audience. I have a miniature collection that I can never use for the podcast. And it kind of sucks.
We're all...
One second, I'm double-checking how Defiance might work.
We all have cool little minis except for Max Clark, who is IRL 3 inches.
That's true.
Yeah. Max just plays on the table like it's Wizard Chess.
That's an extra. Okay, 2d8. Yeah, so I'm gonna then. It does 6 plus extra 2d8 for Divine Smite.
Okay.
Which is 1.
Ooh, so
you're a paladin?
Plus 5. So that's 6
that
plus
sense.
What I said the first time, 6, so 12.
Okay. Yeah.
It is.
And as you slam into it with the Warhammer, a burst of some sort of pneumatic fluid or oil oozes out, and you have bloodied the creature.
I worship the god of bees, just so that's clear.
What?
I worship the god of bees, so that's clear. That's
okay.
A yellow and black burst of light.
Oh,
I love
good.
That so much.
You know, you've heard of Divine Smite. Now get ready for Divine Smite.
I knew that was
good. I was hoping for Divine Bees. The factory beast does then immediately turn to slam a leg into you. Go ahead.
Is it his turn?
Yep.
Okay.
You roll those.
It is a concentration spell, so that's 6 points of acid damage.
Okay. Does a 15 hit you?
No.
Okay. You dodge like Matrix style out of the way of its massive arm as
nice.
It tries to slam you. Dremble, you're the only one who's close.
Well, because I'm in it.
Not yet. I will say it's going to have disadvantage because it's trying to hit you like on its belly, which is a weird angle to get at.
What I'm saying is it should likely it would hit itself.
Does a 9 hit?
I'm going to probably say no, but like.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I think the
so
minimum
it misses
is
you,
10.
As it suffers this.
But does it hit itself?
Well, you could.
It does not.
You could
okay,
double.
And you
bounce.
Are moved 10 feet closer, so you're about 5 feet now from the innards of it, and you can like get a glimpse inside. There is just a mess of writhing metal and machinery that is going to gnash you to bits.
It's a conveyor belt I'm stuck in?
Yep.
Like, what do you describe as a conveyor belt?
You're stuck in the conveyor belt.
Yes, but like the material the conveyor belt is made out of. Is it like one
conveyor
of those,
belt?
Like, but like, is it one of those like strong like fabric type things?
Yes.
Like,
You're stuck in a treadmill.
Okay, there's different ways you can strip a conveyor belt. I'm sorry.
That's a fair question.
Henry Ford is looking
you're
down
right.
on me. You want
know
to
know.
That's fair. Belt. You're right.
You made a conveyor belt and you know it.
You guys, I'm on edge. 420, we're back to you.
Question.
Yep.
Is my gun fixed?
No!
What would it take to fix it?
A nat 20.
Well, fuck me then.
Do you have tinkerer's tools?
I do.
You
it
do.
Would take a nat 20 from
no,
Melvin
but
to fix your gun.
I have cartographer's tools.
Would not
hell work. Yeah, brother.
Oh, I can do this in action?
Assistant
I will allow it.
I'll keep that in mind.
How far away is Dingle on the conveyor belt?
Ripple! How far
only
away does he need to be?
Yeah, only Dorian gets to
30 feet.
Great, I'm going to cast Ensnaring Strike on Drimple.
Oh!
I'm so close to death.
And then, please hit them as little as possible.
With what?
Goodbye.
With
world.
The blunt end of my machete.
Oh, so you're running up.
Yes.
Oh, unarmed strike.
That could be really good. Oh, yeah, wait, let me do an unarmed strike. You're right. Yeah. I'm going to do
okay,
that.
Roll an attack.
So, and I will go. I will. Shut up. I'm still talking.
Audrey, go ahead.
Bonus action.
Nope.
Slayer's prey on the big boy.
What does that do?
It gives me an extra d6. It does a couple things. It gives me an extra d6.
To hit?
To damage.
What are you damaging?
I'm doing this for future rounds.
Okay, great. Roll an attack. Drimble, what's your AC? Drimble.
14.
Okay, you need to beat a 14.
Please don't kill me.
Oh, wait, I get a d4 to it.
Nope, bus is ended.
Bus is ended?
Yep,
concentration fell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he got hit by a present in the face.
Well, here's the thing. You could let it happen.
Nope.
On our...
me to parry every time we play.
Go ahead.
Seven?
Mm-mm.
I don't think
so. You run up and just absolutely whiff.
It's fine. As long as you don't go in on the next round, I can do it again. It lasts for a minute before I can hit you.
Dorian.
It's good. Can I use a lasso?
Make
a lasso check.
Make a strength check because we'll consider this a grapple at range.
It's the lasso resort.
I'm so scared.
I could have lassoed. That was
it's a one. No!
Goodbye. Ouch. That's a serious wrap on. Dribble.
So, Dorian, you try to lasso Drimple.
You're going
to
get pulled in.
But
yes, I am.
You lasso, it hooks on to another part of the conveyor belt.
Oh,
and as you try and pull, it's wrapped around your arm and somehow your waist and all
together.
Of you. And you have also begun to be pulled in by the conveyor belt.
This is some Three Stooges shit right
here. We're about to tell you guys. We're going to TPK our fucking Hollywood
This is very reminiscent of Mary Max rolling three consecutive
sets. This monster is only a CR3.
If I had to make these guys re-roll their characters, our like serious Western campaign.
I have thought up so much stuff.
It's a
what if.
It's a what if.
Yeah. So all of this is going on.
Yeah.
Pesto is just a cow sitting like on the ground, staring at this teleportation circle.
They have all gone through.
Yeah, I figured. Like
you know you want to do it.
I really want to just jump in,
mm-hmm.
but honestly, just like I hear the clamoring from outside, and I'm
Absolutely.
Gonna try and dash back.
Okay, you dash back. You are able to make it back to the door of the workshop,
okay,
or the factory, and you see. Oh, shit's fucked. That takes us to Melvin.
Okay, I'm gonna do a mending check on Fortuet.
Okay,
Fortuet.
Only a natural 20 will fix.
All right,
come on.
Sam and I use the same dice box, so he'll be
yep.
able to hear. He'll be here to confirm. Okay, that's all the way, that's the middle.
It's a five!
No.
Not
does not work, unfortunately.
I go up to the gun, I start like fiddling with it, I'm like, yeah, that's like fully busted, I don't know what to do with this, like, I'm feeling
pieces.
Dust everywhere. Anyway, Geronimo, bite that bitch!
Go ahead and
roll. Bonus action for that thing,
yep.
That is going to be, just a seven, that's not shit.
Does not hit. Huge, your turn.
Oh god. I don't think healing is gonna do anything for those two.
I mean, not dead yet. You can't use Dorian in the next campaign. He's dead.
He gets crushed by machinery.
Drimple does have a turn before
okay.
shit gets bad.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
in that case.
What happens there?
I might have an idea, actually.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'd love to hear it. What is it?
Triple,
you're on deck.
Is that gonna fix
Damn
it?
Okay.
Now that he's wearing his
free action.
I was gonna do like warning bond, but I have to touch them.
Probably not the best idea.
So unless
we all get sucked into the
yeah,
that's the end.
It's like a chain of people.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, how? Hey, explain that.
So what are you gonna do, Huge?
Oh god.
Clock's ticking.
I think I'm just gonna. Can I try to like?
shoot whatever, like, the rope that they're stuck on with my crossbow.
I will give you the same deal as Warren at disadvantage.
Oh, what the fuck?
I love dying.
What?
I'm gonna die.
You heard.
Okay. So this
is...
Okay. I don't wanna die. So, disadvantage, I just rolled it once.
Twice and take the lower
twice
one.
Twice and take the lower one. I've never. Oh no!
That's tragic.
That's a 7.
Your shot just boing, whoop, whizzes past.
Missed
entirely.
I tried, guys.
Dribble.
Like,
you are inches from death.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to like cut the conveyor belt.
You
can
grab onto
how
me.
How am I stuck?
You're like twisted in it. Your foot, like, here's what it is. One of your spurs. And your fancy winter boots is stuck in the gear.
Oh no!
Not my spurs!
You take your shoe off and fall to the ground. You're fine.
Oh my god! Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
If you don't ask, you don't get it.
Yeah. Warren, that's your turn.
Okay, hear me out.
I'm hearing.
So the HR phone deals psychic damage to anyone who talks about something that isn't HR related. I want to turn on the phone and shoot the phone at the thing so that it can roar. Therefore, not speaking about HR and then taking the additional psychic.
Oh no, is this HR related?
You can't shoot it at it. I will let you throw it.
Okay, well then that'll just not do as much damage as my gun.
Yeah, you're just going to chuck it and it'll do, we'll say, 1d4 bludgeon damage if it gets in there.
Okay.
Add dex because it's a ranged attack.
Well, okay, that will not actually really... My Eldritch Blast is, like, literally so much better than this, so I'm just going to do that.
That was my action to take off my shoe, because I use a bonus action to attack.
Yes, we'll come back to that.
B, is my shoe still moving towards the inside? Because that bitch needs to get stuck.
I have a question. If you're doing an unarmed strike, you have to use your action to attack and then take your bonus action to do an unarmed strike.
Sorry, are you trying to work against the
That's
party?
Fair, yes.
Or...
That is true.
What side are you on?
17
to tell the DM how to work.
17 to hit with
Eldritch Blast. I learned from you.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's 15 points.
So you're
damage.
Not throwing the rock.
No, I'm not throwing the phone. I am shooting it with my gun. 15 points of damage.
Explain to me how you're shooting it with your gun.
Oh, no, I'm just shooting my gun. I'm not shooting the phone.
Perfect, beautiful.
I'm just shooting the gun.
17 hits.
15 points of damage.
Holy shit.
Yeah, oh, my God. Full damage.
Yeah.
You fucking shoot through two of this thing's, like, six eyes. Just fully, pow, like, grease spatters against the far wall.
That was a very visceral sound, Mr. Morris. I'm impressed.
Chief Montana.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm still just right there.
Yeah.
We're just gonna whack it again with a warhammer.
Whack a mole?
That's right.
Whack a mole.
Alright. Oh my fucking Jesus piss fucks. That's a 9.
Does not hit, unfortunately.
Alright, that doesn't count as my. It's not a joke.
You're right, yes. And the warhammer misses, slamming and cracking the ground. And at this time, Dorian, you are pulled closer. Your rope begins to get, you know, pulled into the conveyor belt. Dribble, you see your beloved left boot pulled into the machine.
Lefty!
And then you hear a...
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
My boot! I gambled for that boot.
And the belly of this thing just explodes as it grinds to a halt.
I'm glad I could be wholly unhelpful in this entire world.
Grease pours down on Dorian Drimple and 420-G9 as this thing shudders and falls to its side.
I'm finally not the greasy character.
Defeated. And as you guys defeat this creature, that is where we're going to end the episode.
Oh my god.
Wow, I'm glad I could do absolutely nothing helpful.